As we check in with Kevin Papp this morning. Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, Joe. Thank you.
Well, that's good. You're not standing out in the middle of a field this early in the morning, are you?
No, I'm actually not doing that, but later that's where we'll be.
Mm-hmm. I've been told you guys have been wet down in that area. Is that true?
We have been wet. We're back into the field now. Things are going pretty well, but it's been a frustrating spring.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned frustrating. Frustrating in St. Paul, too, as, you know, Kevin, I think a lot of folks had some hope here as session was winding up, and boy, it sure ended on a sour note, didn't it?
It did. You know, Farm Bureau were extremely disappointed by the governor's veto of the ag policy bill. You know, this was a policy bill that was passed with large bipartisan support, both in the House and in the Senate. Ag Committee has got a history of working together, as well as passing ag issues early in the session, getting our work done, our chores done, and out of there. And that didn't happen this year.
So where's the main hang up here? I saw the note that Governor Dayton released on why he's vetoing this bill, and he's using words such as appalled and other strong language when it comes to what was presented to him. Where is the main hang up here, Kevin?
Part of it is in the proposed nitrogen rule, as some concerns with that and from the committee. I think a lot of this deals with a soil loss amendment that was part of the 2015 buffer law that was repealed at that time. And basically what that does is it takes a 1984 law that gives the counties that choose to implement a soil loss standard to do that, but that really changes it from a voluntary county-based opportunity to a statewide regulation. And it's really kind of a sleeper in this law, and we're really concerned about that. It never had a hearing. It showed up late in session back a couple years ago, and there was a part of this rule, this ag policy bill, to repeal that, and they don't want to do this. So we're really some concern that if the counties don't adopt the soil loss amendment, that Bowser will step in and make it a statewide mandate.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us this morning. You mentioned Bowser, too, and we're coming off a few weeks ago, if not a couple months already, when it comes to buffer, and we had some fine information out there that may go into effect since they backtracked on that. How are relations when it comes to the world of agriculture and those in St. Paul, Kevin? It seems like they're as strained as ever right now.
They are, and one of the things that we want to make sure that everybody understands is not all farms are exactly the same across the state of Minnesota, and that's why it's so important to have some county control, locally designed and implemented practices. You know, water quality is a top priority of agriculture. We drink the water. We live there. We want to make sure we do the best thing possible. But let's make sure this is done in an open, transparent process with all the stakeholders at the table. Not something that's never had a hearing, wasn't in the first bills, and just shows up last minute in a conference committee report. So we need to work together more. We're going to continue to be committed to be at the table, and hopefully we'll see the governor take a look and sign the tax bill, the bonding bill, supplemental funding bill that's got some money for rural mental health, and hopefully we'll continue to move forward on those.
Kevin, just one more thing on the buffers. Was that included in final legislation, that buffer tax relief? Was it $50 an acre? Was that what it was?
It's still part of that tax bill that the governor hasn't taken action on. And we hopefully that's, you know, we've got that. We've got Section 179 full federal conformity, you know, because of our federal tax changes, a property tax working group. But the governor has not indicated whether he's going to sign that or not. Has 14 days to make that decision.
There seems like there was some confusion if those dollars are going to come out of the general fund or that clean water fund.
Well, if it's really going to be about clean water, it should come out of the Clean Water Fund and not general funds. That's been our push. Of course, others don't want to spend that out of clean water. They want to use it for other things. We're going to continue to be at the table and making sure the clean water is a top priority for everyone.
Kevin, as you did mention, there was a lot of bipartisan support. Were there one or two or even more measures that were passed in a positive manner that were included in that ag bill?
The ag bill, though, nothing. The entire ag bill was vetoed. So we've lost some of those things, additional opportunities for the Rural Finance Authority, for livestock farmers, some beginning farmer tax credit clarity, and then, of course, returning the soil loss regulations to local control. When you have a veto of the bill, it's done. So we really didn't get a lot done this year except ditch mowing, hours of service, and some ag privacy data bill as it deals with university research.
So a lot of gray area yet here for a few days. Like you mentioned, still awaiting Governor Dayton to hear back from him and work forward on this matter as well. Well, Kevin, we sure appreciate your time. And also before I let you go on the national level too, we're really seeing this farm bill seeing another hurdle there where it didn't pass out of the House here recently.
Continued to be concerns about the farm bill as it looks at stricter work requirements, some amendments. It really doesn't have a lot to do with the farm bill, quite frankly. It's immigration. We're just hearing now lately that we won't reconsider until probably June 22nd after they have a vote on the immigration bill or some talking about that. But yeah, lots of issues going on at the state level, the national level. That's why being a member of a farm organization is so important.
Is there a Farm Bureau stance on that whole SNAP scenario, Kevin?
You know, we are all about efficiencies of every program, whether it's a local, state, or national, whether it's the nutrition program, crop insurance, conservation. We want to make sure we have programs as efficient as they can be. We can always do better. You know, in agriculture, we're all about continual improvement, and everybody, you know, wants to work to make things better.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us this morning. Kevin, I know you mentioned it was a little wet in your neighborhood. I bet that allowed you to take a few minutes and put up a new sign in your shed, I bet, huh?
Yes, it is. It is summer, and or spring anyway, and we've got the KSM sign in the shed. We'll have to send you a picture of it.
We were worried it was still sitting in the truck, Kevin, so we just had to check on that, so...
All right. You'll get a picture before the end of the day.
All right, Kevin. We appreciate your time. You have a good day, okay?
We will. And just remind your listeners, a lot of activities yet, a lot of road traffic, slow moving farm equipment and stuff. Everybody, please be careful. We've had some tragic accidents with farm machinery this spring, and we don't want any more.
All right, Kevin. A great reminder. We'll stay in touch, and thanks for your time this morning.
Have a great day.
You too. Kevin Papp joining us this morning, Minnesota Farm Bureau President here on KASM Radio.